fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right. Common Sense Radio. It's 8 o'clock. It's 8 p.m. Central Daylight Standard Time. And you're right where you should be, listening to your radio or listening to TuneIn on the TuneIn app on your radio, or maybe you're listening to streaming at FMTalk1065.com. Whatever it is, we are glad you're here, because all of the nonsense and silliness that's going on in the world, you need to get here and figure out what's going on and help go through the propaganda and the fake news, etc. And that's why you're here. So we're glad. Thank you for joining us every week without fail. And every week without fail, we come back. And it seems like miraculous every week that we are back on the air, that no matter what we do, the FCC can never find us, the FBI never find us, DHS never shuts us down. We are back. And why is that? That is all due to the courage and tenacity of our young budding engineer from the University of Mobile, who whips those electrons into shape and keeps us stealthy and away from all the alphabet soup interrogators and investigators. And he's here every week, up and coming engineer Ian Blair.
Well, Pete, I don't really know how I can follow that introduction up. It feels like I was getting introduced to speak at some sort of conference or sort of MVP speech, award speech. But
You are an MVP of the electrons.
Yeah, I suppose the new cloaking technology has been working out quite well the past few weeks. Oh wait, we can't let anybody know we have that.
Don't let any secrets out now. Come on, no secrets. Okay, all right. We are at the moment without adult supervision, and I know that's to the great consternation of most of the listeners out there, but our adult supervision is on the way, and we're a little bit distracted because we've rigged the front door to see if it will stay open for her to enter while we are here trying to get everything going. So hopefully we will introduce adult supervision in mere moments. Okay. Let's, while we wait and watch that door open and close out there, I can't believe we did that. But anyway, the $3.5 trillion spending bill that they keep talking about, they still can't get it passed. They keep saying, we're going to pass it. We're going to pass it. We control the House and the Senate. Well, they keep trying to talk about Manchin and Sinema, Senators Manchin and Senator Sinema, that they are the problem. And you know, we got to get to the Senate and they're pressuring them. Folks, they can't get it out of the House. And the reason they can't get it out of the House is they're in such disarray that a lot of the moderates are starting to fight back. And so there's a battle between the moderates who are like, man, you're killing us. You're going to make us lose our seats next year. And then there's the, you know, absolute communists who just want to totally take over the world and make all American slaves, and they won't compromise on anything. So literally, it was supposed to go to the House vote today, and it didn't go because old Fancy Nancy does not have the votes. And it's just silly how it goes. Okay, now I got to say, our adult supervision got through our rigged door. We rigged the door so she could get in.
I like how you did that.
Yeah, so here she is. Head of the research department, executive producer, quality assurance director, co-host, all-around nice gal, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard. Teresa Taylor, she made it.
Yep. I'm in two places at once.
Two places at once.
I did it.
Did
yes.
they win tonight?
Yes.
And they won the football game. Way to go, Emmett. Yep. Won the football game. All right. Well, we're talking about the opening up about the – we're not going to spend a lot of time on it, on the $3.5 trillion. Mm-hmm. It's just silly. You know, they're trying to always blame the Republicans and everything. The Democrats can't get it through. But now the Republicans are standing up a little bit and saying, we're not going to let you increase the debt ceiling. And even one of the Democrats came out. I think it was Menendez from New Jersey, senator, came out and said, look, we've spent over $6 trillion this year already. Yeah. How can we say another $3.5 trillion? And for those of you not paying attention over the years, our typical budget, regular budget, is around $3.5, maybe pushing $4 trillion. That's where we've kind of gotten to. And this year, we've already gone over $6 trillion, and they're talking about another $3.5 trillion.
And here's the thing. I saw today someone was like, you can talk about the ceiling all day, but we can just ask, where's all this money going anyway?
Yeah.
And someone said that if the government did shut down, if they didn't approve one thing, the revenue they incur is like $340 billion a week.
It's something crazy.
I mean, it's like, don't forget, they're still sucking all the money.
Oh, they're sucking lots of money.
Just,
and you're right. If we've spent $6 trillion already this year, and you want
it?
Another
Who's
three and a half,
all this
where
money?
Did that money go?
Yes.
What did you buy?
It's kind of funny that
if you spent $6 trillion, why is there not a bridge over I-10, the Mobile River?
Yeah, there you go. Those are the questions. It's almost like this is a good, what's it called? Controlled opposition.
And it's kind of funny because you listen to people like Joy Behar saying, yeah. "Oh, the Republicans are against democracy. We need to take the Republicans out of the equation." And then, like Hillary Clinton says, "I support getting rid of the filibuster because we're in a constitutional crisis here." And I always like that one.
Oh yeah, whenever but she Democrat- got heckled. You see how she got heckled?
I didn't.
Well, she got to be like an honorary chancellor or something in some European university, Queens.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, in Europe, she got heckled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because let me tell you, they don't have the media covering for them the way we do.
Right.
They're watching. They were calling her a tyrant. They started going, a war criminal.
Oh, she is.
That was just funny. You mentioned her because I thought she had dropped off. But no.
No,
she's still making people mad across the globe.
She's still making. And she came out and said, oh, we got to get rid of the filibuster because we have a constitutional crisis here. Which makes me think anytime a Democrat says there's a constitutional crisis, that means they're not getting their way. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. It means we're trying to tax the crap out of you, enslave you, take your rights, take your guns, and we can't get our way. So it's a constitutional crisis. So that's all that nonsense is about. Here's really the biggest reason I bring this up, because they did pass a stopgap bill without a debt ceiling increase to keep the government from shutting down through December 3rd. So there's two things in this. One, we need to write and push your Republican members. You hold the line. No debt ceiling increase. Yeah. These people have gone way out of control, spent way too much money. It's time to rein that
in.
It's
like the same song and dance. They've done this how many times to us now?
You've got to rein it in. It's totally out of control. Hold your ground. But see, like, they already did the stopgap, but we did it without the debt ceiling increase. We got to get it where we stand our ground. Because we never stand our ground on this. We always – that's why we're at – I don't even know where we're at. We're probably $24 trillion just – somebody ought to look that up.
It was 2019 when I went to D.C. to speak about this. And it was the first time – and remember it, they refused to pay the military? Think about that was the January of 2019.
Oh, and that's
the same story. I mean, it's
the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Well, that goes the other part. Okay, so December 3rd comes. Does anybody really care if we shut down the government?
Well,
I mean, we're at this point.
That's what I mean. They'll still be sucking in.
They're still sucking in money.
A week.
The things that are in place, you know, the Social Security checks, all that still goes out. But you'll notice whenever they shut down the government, they never shut off welfare checks. They'll threaten your Social Security checks. They'll threaten the military. They'll threaten the border. But if you're on welfare, nah, they never lose any of that. Any of the goodies they want, they never lose it. Okay, I just wanted to get that one out. And David texts in, whenever Democrats says that we are in the midst of a constitutional crisis, the only reason why we are in the midst of one is because they created it. And 9 times out of 10, that is absolutely true. But I want to just get that out. We'll watch that. They're kicking the ball down the road. But look, folks, we are almost another month, and we are a year away from the 2022 midterm. Mm-hmm. If they can't get this done here, in the next month, or certainly beyond, before the end of the year, they're going to punt because they know they're already setting up, doing things that make the American people furious, and they're going to pay at the ballot box if we have free and fair elections. That's a whole nother issue.
Yeah.
So watch this. We may be running out the clock on them, and not so much because the Republicans stood up, but because they're in such disarray. All right, we will take your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And hey, hopefully if you don't have a church home or you're looking for a new church home, you need to check out Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. They are a conservative Christian Bible-teaching church. I mean, there's things that people take for granted, like, did you know that Jesus Christ advocated for private property rights of individuals? Did you know the death penalty for murders was commanded by God? God warned us about the coming New World Order. Did you know that? All of these conservative principles, the ones that you listen to this radio show for about, that you intrinsically know in your heart, they come from the Bible. Why wouldn't you want to attend a church that teaches those, that reveals these great truths from the Bible, and they're preached every week? So look, you're cordially invited by the pastor down there, Dr. Dave Ganella. Go check out Magnolia Springs Baptist Church down in Theodore. They're on Highway 90, just south of I-10, and they're on Theodore Dawes Road, rather, just south of I-10 and north of Highway 90. Look, they got a teaching service starts at 9 every Sunday morning, followed by Sunday school at 10 for adults, children, different age groups, and they have a worship service at 11. Go to their website. Learn more about MagnoliaSpringsBaptist.Church, their website. Check them out. This Sunday, a warm and loving welcome awaits you at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. And let's see, we got another text in here. 3.6 trillion if you spend 5 million every day for 365 days a year for 2,000 years, that's $3.6 trillion. Think about that. You have to spend $5 million a day every day for 2,000 years. Wow.
Yeah. And
that,
how many of us will? No one that I know
that
will
really
see
puts
$5
it into
million dollars in their life, probably. I mean,
right.
Like, that's,
and to
over
spend
a
it every day for 2,000 years.
It is crazy how that word now is thrown out and everyone kind of confuses it with billion or million.
Oh, yeah.
But
no,
it's
no.
So much.
It's such a quantum leap
yeah,
to the next.
It's really
crazy. Look, we got to get into the crazy generals and the only guy that spoke truth to power, and he's in the brig, et cetera.
Yep.
We're going to get into some of that stuff. But look, we want to get Kevin from Mobile, who a faithful listener and caller. How you doing, Kevin? What do you got for us?
Pete, always enjoying. Y'all are always hot as a firecracker. But, you know, Ronald Wilson Reagan, I think he was probably the greatest president ever. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed down to them the same way. That's a great quote. If you think about it, one generation away, just what's happened in the last 9 months here, just what's happened in the last 12 years.
Yep.
You think about where you were at 12 years ago and ask people, say, was I better off 12 years ago than now? You know, it's probably not right there, because what's happened is your freedoms have been eroded at warp speed. You hear that word warp speed coming a lot out of Washington? Well, that's what they're doing. They are on an agenda to erase the Constitution, erase history, and erase the American way of life here. Because you think about it, is there any other civilized country on earth? Let's just switch roles with Afghanistan now. And let's say that the other countries bordering Afghanistan just want to start pouring in the Afghan borders. Do you think it's going to happen? Heck no. The Taliban, with our $82 billion worth of war power right there, would annihilate them from the planet Earth. But yet we're going to sit here with these idiots in Washington that want to collect the paycheck from the patrons called taxpayers to sit there and say, there's not a problem. You've got the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Milley needs to be under the jail right now for what he's done. It's a travesty. You're going to sit there and say, and Abbott, for that matter, call him out there. I think he's a good guy, but you know what? I would have my National Guard, boots on the ground, nose to butt out there, keeping people from coming. We don't know who they are, non-vetted people from coming.
And they're diseased. One in five is diseased.
Absolutely. They're 18 to 25-year-old males. Where's all the, you know, they throw the token child up there saying, this person needs a better life. Look, we all need a better life. The main thing is, these countries where they're just vomiting people here, they need to take care of themselves. We are a very Christian, humanitarian country. But you know what? When you can't take care of your own house, you can't take care of anybody else's. And our house is in disarray right now. So, Washington, you need a checkup from the neck up right there. If you can't take care of yourself, then you need to be fired. You need to be fired by the American people. Because you know what? Most of us didn't vote for you clowns right there. However you got in, you're not supposed to be there for 40, 50, or 60 years. It ain't supposed to be that way.
Well, the evidence is coming out. They've been cheating. That's how they stayed there. They're cheating.
Absolutely. And when you're talking about trillions of dollars like you just were, $1 trillion, if you go $1 bills, it takes 97 million miles from here past the sun to line up $1 trillion. And the weight of that money would be 2.2 billion in poundage. So, you know, when they start talking about $1, $2, $3, $4 trillion and all the pork that's inside there too, let me tell you what, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, President, Vice President, give up your paycheck. Why don't you adopt somebody that really needs it, like one of our wounded warriors or one of the single parents out there working 2 and 3 jobs that can't make it? Put your money where your mouth is. That's what I say. I approve this message. God bless you, and keep on keeping on.
All right,
we approve
Kevin.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in and listening, faithful listener there. Look, he's talking. The generals got up there this week, and what a just a cringeworthy listening
to
General Milley, General McKenzie, and Secretary Austin. I mean, they don't engender any confidence, number one. And then they go up there, they're trying to defend what they called a logistical success, and you're like, no, this was a crisis.
Yeah.
And even Milley kind of says, well, I guess there would be some people sort of around the world, allies and enemies, reassessing our image and credibility. Yeah, because you screwed up. But what was so – well, let me hold that part. One of the first parts is they contradicted Biden.
Yeah.
They threw the commander-in-chief
really
under the bus.
Yeah, he's
because he
hero.
Kept saying, nobody told me we should leave any troops. And all three of them, well, we tried to tell him to leave 2,500 troops.
It was – I think you said it, cringeworthy. Like, it's just, it was cringy.
Well,
the whole thing
was cringy.
You know, it's almost like there's a thing called counter-transference. When, if you're around lies and deception, it almost kind of like rubs off on you.
Right.
So sometimes trying to even understand lies, it's not good for you.
Right.
And I found
that. To be immersed in that.
Yeah, because it's like your brain just, it kind of short circuits it because it knows none of this is
true.
And if you sit there and try to make it make sense, then you just
you start becoming part of the problem.
Yeah, so it's almost like it's better. You're better off not to even really try to.
No, they looked awful. Like they were just trying to save their skins. Yeah, we screwed this whole thing up, and now, I mean, it really what it boiled down to. We screwed this up completely, but that's what he wanted us to do. It's his fault.
Yeah.
Which,
so it's like,
okay,
and
I don't disagree with it. It's
liar?
His fault, but they didn't stand up for themselves. I mean, they actually make me sick that those are general officers in our military. They make me sick that's what's leading our troops, because our troops deserve much better leadership. There's no integrity with those guys. And the one that really kills me about all this is Milley got in there and asked him about, well, what about this and the books? And I haven't read those books. And he made some statement about, well, I've always made it really one of my primary objectives to not let the military be drug into politics.
Excuse me?
What? not drug into politics?
It was just
you were calling China. You were talking to Nancy Pelosi. You backstabbed President Trump at Lafayette Square. Totally uncalled for. You made it political with your statements.
And then, it was just during that same time frame he was doing all this stuff behind closed doors on Pentagon time, nonetheless, I'm sure. He had the military do the stand down to root out all that extremism.
Yeah.
In the military ranks.
Milley.
I mean, really? Like, that's what you were wasting your time on when we all know that was a farce, buying into the CRT junk.
I'm not political.
Wrong.
I will talk to all these authors to smear President Trump, but I will lie all about whatever Biden did. Don't tell me you're not political. And actually, I'm really upset about this because it's not just political. You are a traitor, General Milley.
Yeah,
are disarming the military of the United States so that we are vulnerable to our enemies like China. And I'm starting to think you're working with China because when you call China to say, look, I'll give you a heads up if we're going to attack, I think what you didn't realize, why they were nervous, because they were wondering if you were smart enough to detect their cyber attacks on our elections and would you retaliate. But you're too fat and stupid to understand that, or you're complicit. You're a complicit. You're a traitor. You're disgusting. You should be court-martialed. And I didn't mean to get on that rant.
That
but
was
I
good,
did it anyway.
Though. No, that was really good. And you're very right.
Sorry.
No, you're right.
Just
spot on.
That just gets me right there. Okay, we'll have more of that, maybe. I don't know. After the break, and we'll have calls and texts, 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And at the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor, Mission First Mortgage. That's Mission First Mortgage, Inc.com. Go to Mission1STMortgageInc.com. That's where you go to get your financing, to get pre-approved, to get pre-qualified. Look, the real estate market's still hot. If you are unprepared, you will fail. You will not find – you may find the house, but you'll miss it. You won't get it bought because it's hot. People get them bought. They're right on top of it. You need to be pre-qualified, pre-approved, ready to go. Where do you go? Mission First Mortgage. Because why? They're mission-focused. They're mission-oriented. Who's their mission? You. Your financing. Your dream home. Look. Mission1STMortgageInc.com, or it looks just easier. Call Brian Dewberry at 251-289-1141. He is the guy that was mission-focused, mission-oriented. Make sure you are locked and loaded to get your financing in order so you don't miss out on your house. Call them, 251-289-1141, and they bring you wisdom, wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Our relations with China have continued to develop through the last four administrations, ever since President Nixon made his historic journey here in 1972. In 1978, the Chinese leadership decided to chart a new course for their country, permitting more economic freedom for the people in an effort to modernize their economy. Not surprisingly, the results have been positive. Today, China's efforts to modernize, foster the spirit of enterprise, open its doors to the West, and expand areas of mutual cooperation while opposing Soviet aggression make it a nation of increasing importance to America and to prospects for peace and prosperity in the Pacific.
Okay, I picked that one, even though it sounds all rosy and nice about China, from President Reagan's radio address to the nation on his trip to China on the 28th of April, 1984. And I picked this one because he's talking about how China realized that, you know, just full-blown communism without money, they're looking at the Soviet Union going, look, they're just doing communism and they're just starved to death over there. We've got to figure out a way to do it. So they allowed a little bit of this crony capitalism, really more of a fascism than communism, where they allowed people to say, look, you can start businesses and you can become billionaires, but you got to do what we say. At the end of the day, we have the final call. We own it. We will tell you what to do, but you can become incredibly wealthy. And they started doing that all the way back in the late 70s into the 80s, and Ronald Reagan was hoping, as many of us did, that as they became wealthy and prosperous and more freedoms for the people, that they would start seeing things our way, that they wouldn't want the totalitarian. Well, what's happened? That's not what's happened. What's happened is we are moving towards them instead of them moving towards us. We're looking at them going, oh, look, they're controlling everything. They let a few billionaires, you know, like Amazon and Google and whatever, can run the world. and the rest of you can be slaves.
And that's how they're making end runs around the Constitution.
Exactly. And that's what they're doing, and that goes with this week's column, China Got What They Wanted. Go to RenewAmerica.com, RenewAmerica.com. Check out China Got What They Wanted. And it's talking about when Biden talked to the UN just a couple weeks ago, he basically surrendered to China. He went to the UN and he said, hey, we're competitors. We're not enemies. We're just competitors. And I promise you, we don't want another Cold War. We don't seek it. We don't want it. He said, we want to work. And he didn't call them out for their predatory trade practices. He didn't call them out for their human rights abuses. He didn't call them out for attacking us with a biological weapon called COVID-19. No. He said, we want to work with you. Matter of fact, we want to work with you on global warming. Something that doesn't matter. Fabricated BS. We want to work with you on the COVID pandemic. You mean we want to work with you on covering up your attack on us? Are you just, they're just so stupid that they do this. And the whole question is, why is Joe Biden so beholden to China?
Hunter.
Hello. Exactly.
That's
Hunter.
The answer.
China is calling all the shots in the United States and Afghanistan. They took Bagram Air Base. They're getting everything they want. Why? Because of Hunter? Or is it the election?
That's just the compromise portions we know about.
Right.
Remember, for everything you do know about, there could be 100 things you don't. And likely so. Because think how hard the media tried to cover. And we still know we put it all together.
Yes.
We still figured it out. So let's just imagine if we had a real media.
Yep.
I remember when that Hunter Biden story broke about Air Force Two and everything. I was like, oh, good. Biden's out. There's no way he can be a candidate being this compromised.
Right.
I remember you and I talking about it. And then it's like all of a sudden the fairy dust was sprinkled over it all. Yep. And it never happened.
Never happened. Oh, it's not really credible.
We are living through the fact it did happen. That's why America as we know it, in my opinion, I don't think we're beyond hope, but I think America as we know it is definitely over.
No. The federal government sold out.
It's
Biden
done.
Administration sold out. The federal government is the enemy. They don't look at our enemies. To the federal government, their enemy is us, Americans.
I think
they want us to take a COVID vaccine? Do they want the illegal immigrants? No.
No. Why would they want that?
Right. I mean, that's just one of the examples.
Just one. At this point, in my opinion, it's like a dead carcass or something, you know, or let's say like, you know, your wife, okay, whatever, the best meal she cooks or whatever, you know, and you leave it out for a little while and oh no, there's some flies on it. And you come by and you get the flies off, but you know, it's still salvageable. But like, what if you'd left it there for like a long week? You went out of town, you forgot about it. It would be like a carcass just.
Yeah. Or 4 years.
It's beyond being saved.
Yes.
I kind of feel I feel like America as we knew it's kind of that. But what we do
and
still
that's
have.
That's what they're doing to us.
Yeah. And they're trying to make us fight over the carcass that's already dead because the old systems of doing things, we'll get a better Republican in. And no. It's all garbage now. It's all garbage. I think the best thing we can do is hope for bastions of real freedom and champions of a new type of freedom and conservatism within the states.
And the states
is all we really have now.
And like, some of us will survive and California will die.
Correct.
Or something like that.
I keep telling people, you're really only as good as the state that you neighbor, in a sense.
Right.
And again, like I saw Herschel Walker's running in Georgia.
Right.
Like there's some real strength coming, but that's going to be the things we use just to survive.
Right.
There is going to be no, and I think people need to hear that and start mourning the loss.
No,
and
we
thinking it's going to be okay. This is going to pass. It is not going to pass.
We need to understand we're somewhere between 1760 and 1775.
Yeah,
we are somewhere in there where we are realizing that the tyranny of the crown is just intolerable, and we have to gain the courage. And the gumption to overthrow it. And that's where we're getting. Our federal government is completely out of control. I mean, I know we send our congressmen up there and our senators and we pray. We elect a president. But that federal government is out of control. They think that we are here for them instead of them for us. It has to be cleaned out top to bottom. And,
that's
and
right.
We thought it wasn't the military, but now we know it's the military too.
You've got to throw it out in a sense. And I'm not talking about like physically. Just
no.
The idea of like, well, if we just play harder by the rules and
no.
No.
We got to change the rules.
It's,
we got to get
done.
Rid of the Department of Education. Get rid of
Correct.
The Department of Labor.
Yes.
We need to throw
yes.
We need to reinforce the
it's
10th Amendment and tell
salvage.
The federal government to where to go, mm-hmm. to get off. You only defend this country. Stop meddling in our affairs.
So if you live in a red state like Alabama, you need to be paying attention to our state legislature. You
yep.
need to be spending time on your phone every single day, getting connected with, if don't sit there and say, I don't know what to do. There's easy ways now to find out exactly what to do. It'll be spoon-fed to you, and all you have to do is make a phone call. You can literally be a keyboard warrior.
Yes.
It's not hard, but you have to commit to it.
And you've been doing
that.
And yeah. we got to get into
well,
some
and we'll
that.
Have some calls later, I think, yeah. coming in to inform us about
Well, let's
that.
See. We so, got yeah. a couple of calls. Hold on. So let's see. Let's go to line one. Who do we have on line one?
Hey, Pete, this is Stephanie Dernan with Health Freedom Alabama.
Stephanie, hey, have you got a report for us?
Oh, you know I do. Some big things have been happening this week, and I have to preface that by saying that people are hurting right now. People are being laid off. They are losing their jobs. My inbox is full of people crying out, asking for help because their employer is mandating the vaccine as a condition of employment. And
really?
We have some help coming to those people, hopefully very, very soon. There is a champion in the House of Representatives named Representative Richie Horton up in District 22, way up in the northeastern part of the state.
Right.
He is sponsoring the Alabama Health Freedom Act. We are gathering co-sponsors for that right now. Almost 20% of the House of Representatives is co-sponsoring this bill.
That's
and they
awesome.
They better do something. Because those guys who voted for the tax, that gas tax, are going to be desperate to save their hides because, you know, they're on the outs as it is.
Right.
But,
so wait a minute. So let's the Health Freedom Alabama Act, or whatever you said it was, is to say there can't be vaccine mandates, right?
The Alabama Health Freedom Act will protect people from discrimination based upon their vaccine status.
Right. Okay, and the other part of that, which is really important.
Class, just like you can't discriminate against somebody because of their age or their race or their gender, you will not be able to discriminate against somebody based upon their vaccination status.
Right, but the other really important part is what you're trying to do is get the sponsors to get it put into this special session about the prisons, right? So it doesn't have to wait until next spring. Is that correct?
There is going to be another special session coming up for redistricting.
Right.
We don't have any hope for it to be able to move anywhere during this special session, but it definitely has some forward momentum. But the really great thing about this bill is it not only protects employees, but it protects employers as well. It gives the employers a covering so that they are not faced with mandates from the federal government in addition to that.
Right. It protects
really
the employer from not – so they don't have to be fined.
It's a pro-employee bill. It protects everybody.
That's awesome.
It's a beautiful bill.
It sounds like a really good bill.
It is. It's
so
great.
It's really important. We got to get more co-sponsors. So
I can tell you, we've had a couple of people over in y'all's neck of the woods in Mobile who have agreed to co-sponsor this. So kudos to Representative
right.
Chip Brown.
Chip
and
Brown.
Shane Stringer.
And Shane Stringer, thank you very much, state representatives, for standing up. So we need to go. Margie Wilcox, we need you on board. Victor Gaston, we need you on board. Who am I leaving out? Are any Democrats getting on it?
You know, we haven't bothered to ask them.
Well,
I'm just no. I'm actually, I don't know. I mean, because it's starting to cut across some party lines. So I have to wonder if some Democrats might not want it.
You know, I think it would be a great bill for every representative to take a good hard look at, to evaluate it. I know their constituents are crying out for it. People are going to have a hard time supporting their families or losing their jobs, and it's going to catapult us into a huge recession if we don't get this addressed right away in Alabama.
No, we need to get it addressed right away, and it needs to get to the fore. Anybody in Baldwin County, come on.
You know, Representative McMillan is our lone supporter over here. It has been crickets from the rest of them. So Baldwin County representatives need to step up.
Come on, step up, Baldwin County. All right. All right,
we're going to. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, Stephanie. We're over the break. Thank you. We'll keep up with us. Keep us posted, and we're going to get on these people and get everybody on board. Oh, Chris Pringle. That's the other one.
Chris Pringle.
I need to call Chris Pringle. All right, we'll be right back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, did y'all know that Jesus advocated for the private rights, private property rights of individuals? Did you know the death penalty for murders is commanded by God? Are you aware that God warned us about the coming New World Order? Look, all of these conservative principles and many others come directly from the Bible. So why aren't you going to a church that preaches those conservative principles, the ones that you're fighting for, the great truths that you believe in? Why wouldn't you go to that church? There is one. It's called Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. You can check them out at 6058 Theodore Road. It's down in Theodore on Theodore Road, just south of I-10, north of Highway 90. Very easy to find. 6058 Theodore Road. Check them out. Go to their website at magnoliaspringsbaptist.church. Check them out. You can get way more information right there. But look, they stand firmly for conservative biblical principles in the home, the church, and society. They got a teaching service starts every Sunday at 9, and then they have Sunday school at 10 for different age groups, adults, etc., and a worship service at 11. Look, it's a wonderful congregation, warm, loving, welcoming. They're waiting for you at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Road. Check them out this Sunday. Call us next week and tell us how it was, how much you liked it. Okay, I got to close out one thing about the Afghanistan thing. We said in the break, we didn't – the only guy that spoke any truth about this, Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, is in the break.
Mm-hmm.
The only guy that had any integrity to stand up and say, this is wrong, what we're doing is in the brig. Folks, watch this. We need to petition for him to be released. He is in the brig, not because he did anything wrong, although, look, I do get it. Did he violate the chain of command? Yeah. But now the question is, were they lawful orders?
No.
We're giving you a gag order. Don't speak about that. Was that really a lawful order? So basically, if I'm committing a crime or something unethical and I order you not to talk about it, that's not a lawful order.
Right.
So there's a huge question there.
Ability to. Well, and I heard an interview today with his parents, and it's gut-wrenching. What they're doing here is so criminal, and all they are doing is desperately trying to keep him quiet.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's the point I want to bring up. You said that. This is all about keeping him quiet, and secondarily, it's a message to everybody else.
It is.
Anybody else that feels froggy and wants to speak the truth, you're going in the hole. We're putting you in the hole, and we're going to forget about you. Stand by. I mean, I'm surprised he's not in Gitmo already. You know,
yeah. If they could,
if they could put him in a black site and we never hear from him, don't forget Lieutenant Colonel Scheller. We got to keep him alive. We need to get into all the COVID crap. We're talking about that, but look, we got Dr. Liu from the Common Sense Campaign, the president, the fearless leader, the Marine, the Tulane running back, Dr. Liu Campagnosi.
Well, Pete, with an introduction like that, what am I supposed to say? My goodness gracious. You know?
You just say
you got the ball. Run!
Run. Okay, I'll run with this ball. I'm just going to say real quick about Afghanistan. Listen, they can say all they want about the generals telling Biden, well, we wanted 2,500 or 3,500. And he said, no, we're coming out. That doesn't excuse them from the way they pulled out. I have no idea how anyone, I wasn't even a colonel. And I understand what the hell to do when you have to do a retrograde. You don't do it the way they did it.
No, I'm a Navy guy, and I could tell they were doing it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. But at any rate, you're right about Schiller. We need to support him as much as we can. Now, listen, I want to follow up on what Stephanie Dernan said. Common Sense Campaign is sponsoring another one of these town halls had one right before we went to the state, the Board of Education in Baldwin County, where we fought against the mask mandate. It's interesting that last Friday, Common Sense Campaign, thanks to Kevin Spriggs, was able to support these planes that carried banners dropping the mandate, okay? Get rid of the, you know, the mask mandate. Now, Stephanie and Deep Potts all thought of that. They pulled that off. It was great. But here's what's happening now. This question about the vaccine mandate that Stephanie talked about. We've been having action alerts to call the governor. We understand that with the prison problem going on, she may not be paying attention. But as soon as this prison session is over and they kick off with this redistricting
special session.
Yeah, I'll get it out. Redistricting, then I do think, in talking to Senator Al Britton, that we have a chance to get something like her law into the system. And that we have got to push for that. So if you're free on Saturday morning at Come to Mama Lou's to hear Jason
in Robertsdale, Alabama. Mama Lou's, Robertsdale, Alabama.
8 o'clock for Cody Phillips' think tank. At 9 o'clock is for Common Sense Campaign, Tea Party. You know,
that's a great breakfast.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and they have good food.
Good food. You gotta go. It's good food.
Good food. There's no doubt about it. But pay attention. I'm gonna post this on the Common Sense Campaign website tomorrow. You'll see what the agenda is and all the rest of it. But do come out. We really need your support.
We need you. No, this is going too far on all of this. We need to fight for our rights because this is about control.
Let me tell you real quick. On Monday the 20th, we had 75 people at Original Oyster House to hear Becky Gerritsen talk about the Great Reset, Deep Cops to talk about this whole business with China, and Jason Sly to talk about the integrity issues that we have with the election problems here in Alabama. People are fired up, and I think that we're just going to take this right to the heart of the matter, get Ivy, and then get rid of her next year in the primary.
Yep. There you go. All right. We're getting it
going.
Thank you for calling. Don't forget, join Dr. Lou and Common Sense Campaign this Saturday, the 3rd of October, Mama Lou's in Robertsdale, Alabama. They've got a great breakfast. Look them up. They start at 0800 with breakfast and a think tank and a town hall at 0900. Mama Lou's, Robertsdale, Texas. Robertsdale, Alabama. I'm from Texas. Anyway, Robertsdale, Alabama this Saturday. Okay, we only got 1 minute left. One thing. On the COVID, we are not being told the truth, folks. There is something deathly wrong about all these vaccines. Breakthrough cases have surged. In England, in Wales, 87% of COVID hospitalizations this past week in Wales were from the vaccinated. In England, 99% of new cases are under 60. There's an Israeli study that says the vaccinated are 13 times more likely to get a breakthrough infection, another infection, than those with natural immunity. We are being lied to. People are getting heart attacks, blood clots. Why are 3 Army pilots reported that they had heart attacks within 48 hours of the vaccine? A flight surgeon in the Army is recommending all pilots be grounded, but we're still trying to give the vaccine to our military when it's going to inhibit or impede readiness? Folks, there is something wrong.
Look. And out of North Mississippi Health Services, they came out 2 days ago and apologized. They reported 49 positive patients. They come out first saying they were all fully unvaccinated or completely unvaccinated.
Right.
But they corrected themselves and said, oops, sorry, 25 were unvaxxed and 24 were fully
vaccinated.
This is on their website, Mississippi Health Services.
And all you need to know is YouTube is censoring it and will not let you talk about it, folks.
That's
that should be all you need to know. We're out of time, honey. It's time to come home.